ASMR. Everyone, to kick things off.
Oh, shit, that's fresh.
We have to sing a special song.
No.
Yeah, we do.
Fucking don't.
From the top, happy birthday to you. Hey, hey, happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Hey, happy birthday, dear Danica. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, girl! Damn!
Oh, I'm feeling silly. Oh my god, everyone! Danica's
there! Dirty 30, baby.
Wow.
Wild.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm halfway to 60. Is that not bananas? Not bananas.
Halfway to retirement.
I mean, when not at the rate that I'm going. I'm dying at work.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right.
That's what I need.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Mood. Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. A few PSAs, a few housekeeping pieces just to start off with, everyone.
You are in a silly, goofy mood.
In case of an emergency. No, I'm kidding. We went and bought a digital camera. Now.
Why is the tag still on it, you may ask?
Because gorge. So friends of ours, Sarzi, bought this digital camera and she had it at Live Golf yesterday, which we will talk about in a moment.
Shout out for Tom travelling across South Australia to find God it for her.
What a couple, great guy. We love Tom. Sarzi had this digital camera.
Yep.
And the photos that she took yesterday look so good that Danica and I were like, well, obviously a smart financial investment would be to buy one.
It was easily justifiable. So the
absolutely
for starters, they pretty much look like disposable camera photos, kind of similar vibe.
Yeah,
and this is cheaper because you can keep using it.
Exactly.
Whereas you get 21 shots in a disposable camera.
Facts. And
Then you have to pay to get them developed.
Exactly. And which I still have to get mine done.
I need to do that too. Let's do that tomorrow.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
And if you buy a little converter thing, you can instantly upload these photos to your phone.
Right? Our new tagline at the moment is upload.
Immediately uploading 7 times a day to my Instagram. Just mind your business.
Just and mind your business.
So if anyone was interested in getting a digital camera, highly recommend the Kodak Pix Pro, what was it? Oh, F745.
It literally says it on the tag, though.
Well, now that you mentioned the tag.
Well.
4 times optical zoom.
Let me tell you.
27 millimeter wide angle. 16 megapixels. Full HD video. Anyway, like I said, it was $200.
Yeah.
And it's the best buy we have made in a hot minute.
In a hot, hot minute.
All right.
Almost beat Wendy's this afternoon.
Oh my God, Wendy's is still alive. I didn't think Wendy's was still kicking. So naturally.
That's a brown nose, I see.
Oh.
Miss Brown Nose.
So naturally, we bought hot dogs and drinks, and that shit really hit the spot.
And my tummy hurts. He's in love with her. My tummy does really hurt.
Yes. So let's jump right in.
Yeah.
Live
I think
golf.
You need it. Yeah. Okay. Now. We'll tell you how we felt about it yesterday. And then we'll tell you how we feel about it today. Because it's 2 different POVs.
Because if there's one thing about us is that we've got to sleep on it.
Oh, truly.
Yeah.
Truly. So we pull up to live. I pull up to Caitlin's. Mm. I get us croissants and coffees because I'm like, we need to charge.
Honestly, if your friends are not coming to your house with unexpected coffees and croissants, that's not your friend. That's a shit friend.
Fire them immediately.
That set the tone for my day. That was the best.
It was so good.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
Set the bar high a little bit higher, please. So we get there, and then where is my crotch pillow? Felt very airy, and I didn't like it. So I get to Caitlin's, and I'm like, "What's the vibe? Are we going to get an Uber, or are we going to drive?"
It was like a $40 Uber.
$40 Ubers. I was like, that is for almost four drinks. Three and a half drinks.
And also, like, one thing about us is we might say we're going to drink.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple of drinks and the vibes. You know when you, the vibes are just off?
Yeah.
So then it's like we've just spent all that money on an Uber for no reason.
For what? When I could have drove.
Or we drive, we accidentally get blackout. But I would rather that because it's the cost of one Uber versus two.
So true.
And we just, like, the other person just picks up the car tomorrow.
Yeah, we get the car later. So I drove. We found a park relatively easy, actually, which is a dream. So that's good for next year. We get in there. We're like, all right, we need to find a bar and we need to find a toilet because I'm going to piss myself. So we're walking around. First of all, signage. Where is it? There's one massive map, like digital map, when you enter. And then it's like, well, every man for himself. Happy Hunger Games.
Yeah. I've never been to a fucking golf course before. How am I supposed to interpret
this? It's so big. It is so, so big.
Yeah.
And I'm just, yeah. We were at a loss. Anyway, we ended up finding the bar. We got to the bar at like maybe 12:30. And there's like a call from the lady that works at the bar being like, we're out of these drinks. We've only got this. At 12:30 on day two.
Basically, all they had was Pirate Life.
Those and fizz drinks.
Yeah, the fizz seltzers.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Everything else was sold out of. No cider.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
No.
So that was
no gin and tonics.
Yeah.
Nothing. So we got drinks. We saw Brooks Koepka tee off at the 18th hole.
We saw Bubba Watson, whoever that
is. We saw Bubba Watson. Like, God bless Bubba.
Yeah.
We actually didn't see that much golf because we were lining up for the fucking rest of the day.
Right. So they were saying that there was going to be like 40,000 people.
Yeah.
Were they meaning that for like one day?
I think across.
Oh, okay.
The weekend.
Anyway. Yeah. So if you want to go to a bar, the bars are extremely spread out. And to get there, most of the time you've got to cross a fairway or whatever it is. And you've got to wait for the players to then be able to cross. So then you're waiting for ages. Then we get to the bar. We were in line for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like easily 40 minutes. The line is not moving. You go line up for the toilet. That's another 40 minutes in line. Like, God forbid you're about to piss yourself like I was. And then this is what I don't understand. We came across two toilet blocks. The first one had three girls' toilets. Like, I'm talking cubicles. One wasn't working. Mm. No toilet paper. No soap, nothing like that. And then the boys' toilets. The second toilet cubicle we came across, there might have been like five or six girl toilets and then the men's as well. But again, there was no toilet paper anywhere. Like no one going around refilling the toilet paper. The toilet situation was so bad at the first toilet block that we went to. Girls were pissing.
Period.
Fact. Girls were just pissing, like, behind the toilets, like, on the grass. It was so bad, the toilet situation.
Yeah, truly.
And so we were lining up for, like, we were either lining up for a bar or we're lining up for the toilet.
Yeah.
Or I didn't think that we could get into the party, like, watering hole at all because we hadn't bought tickets for there. Turns out there's, like, a GA section that you just have to line up for. So, again, we lined up for that. By the time we get in, I'm about to fucking piss everywhere on everyone in the watering hole. And so I had to leave. Couldn't get back in. Didn't matter anyway because it took me an hour to go to the fucking toilet.
Literally. And like, again, on the toilet thing, we like, me and Sazi were like, oh, we need to go as well. Now, Sazi has a colostomy bag.
Yeah.
So like, she needed to empty that. And like, the fact that we had to wait an hour for the toilet. Like, yeah.
And there's no toilet paper. Like, she needed toilet paper.
Sorry, but that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, she even went to, like, the pop-up tent. Like, the medical tent to be like, hey, this is my situation. Is there anywhere that I can go? And they were like, no, we can't help you.
Yeah. So we ended up we went to a food truck and got serviettes.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough. Like, you've got to account for, you know, people who have situations.
Yeah. People that have different needs. Like,
yeah.
Make it accessible for everyone. I just don't understand.
Yeah, that wasn't very pleasant. But we just, it felt like we spent all day in line for something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we lined up for 40 minutes to go to this second bar that we went to. And we finally get up there and they're like, all we've got is pirate life, pretty much. And then there's like 15
the pale ale, like the South Coast pale ale. Now, let me tell you, I don't know how people do sessions on that beer.
Craft beer is gross.
It's heavy. It tastes like bread. I'm not having a fun time. Like how are you sinking them? The math isn't mathing on that one.
We had to sit down on the grass somewhere because we were like, we bought four each because we were like, I'm not lining up again.
Yeah. And our child hands don't have the grip strength to carry all of that.
No, that was very stressful. So we're like, we'll sit down, we'll skull two, take the other two, mm-hmm. be on our merry way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't skull as it is. And then trying to skull disgusting piss water pirate life beer. I'm honestly like dry heaving on the grass at Live Golf trying to, yeah. People must have thought that I was like on something.
We look like we were going through it. I know for a fact.
Yeah. And we're just trying to drink. And then I ended up throwing my last one out, which did was like you? Full because to get into the watering hole.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't let me take it in. And so I just threw the whole thing out. And I literally left the minute I got in there because I'm like, I will piss myself if I don't go to the toilet now. So that was a waste of $11. But, so yesterday, if you asked us and if you looked at my Instagram story, we would have told you that Live Golf was shit.
It was mid, yeah.
That it was mid, don't go, yeah. It was a bad time.
Yeah. Right?
With fresh look on life.
Yeah.
And a really, like, I was asleep by 9 p.m. last night kind of sleep. I loved it.
Yeah.
I had a ball.
I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? I actually really enjoyed myself. We look back at the videos of us and we had a cracker of a time.
Oh my God. Fisher was so good. Like we were right up the back. Like we were nowhere near the front, but we just had the best time. Do you know what it was? I think the sun was out.
Yeah.
We were in good moods.
Mm-hmm.
We were with good people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just making the best out of a shit situation. Yeah. And so we just had a laugh and we got some cute pickies, some fun videos. I was saying to Danica this morning, like as bad as this might sound, I think if we didn't get any photos or video, I would have been like, oh my God, yesterday was a waste of time.
Yeah, 100%.
But we have some cute content that looks like we had fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's important is it looks. Yep. No, but we did actually have fun. So,
Girly Pop's Guide to Live Golf, right?
Yeah.
Tips and tricks.
Yeah.
What we would do different next time. We would actually get there early. So the first tee off was at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think we would have done, it would have been smarter to get there early so that we could start drinking earlier.
Yeah, like get there like 10:30, 11, because by the time you get in, get a drink, find somewhere to
get
like,
a good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do that. Arguably pre-drink.
Yeah. We should have pre-drunk.
Yeah. Get there, go to the loo, get your first round, find a good spot, stay there for a hot minute.
Yes. Knowing what I know now, that you can go to the watering hole without a watering hole ticket.
I'd go watering hole.
I would have gone straight there from the get-go. Because that is, if you're there for vibes, like music, like what you see on TV, that's where you want to go. Everywhere else is like dead quiet.
Yeah. Second of all, download the Live Golf app.
Yeah.
To figure out where the players that you want to see, what hole they're at. Because trying to navigate the Live Golf website and like the stats board.
So confusing.
I just know that a man invented that because that makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Yeah, we had no idea where anyone was. And then trying to text people. No reception.
No. Why is that? Is it because there's so many people in one spot that the tower just gets overwhelmed and it's like, this is too much?
Yeah, too many people trying to use the towers in one spot. So like you can't. We couldn't contact anyone. And like by the time your message goes through, it's like 2 hours have gone past.
You've
like,
already found them.
You've already found them.
Naturally.
So definitely like pre-download things and like know where people are starting, whatever. Because like we were able to see Koepka because we managed to get a fucking text message through to someone to figure out where they were.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see Cam Smith.
I would have liked to have seen more golf.
Yes. I would have liked to have at least been in one of the crowds, and this was like Cam Smith's crowds where they're really loud and cheering him on kind of thing. It would have been nice to be part of that, but we didn't get to. So
I think we go next year, but we go more for the sport.
That's a crazy, what do you mean people go to sport to see sport? That's fucking insane.
You know what I mean though? We just need to plan it a bit better.
Yeah,
yeah, because I would have loved to have seen more golf and like you said, been involved. I was going to say something, but I've already forgot. No, it's just going. Oh, I would have worn a completely. I'm going to wear a completely different outfit next year. Obviously, I'm going to wear a different outfit.
What didn't you like about your
activewear? I want to wear activewear.
Okay,
comfy shoes.
Yeah,
comfy shoes. Leggings.
I was happy with my fit. I was so comfy. I wore baggy jeans. I wore a white t-shirt, like oversized t-shirt, with my gray knitted sweater on, and like basically what I wore to the footy. Like that is, I fixate on one outfit when I really like one, and this is my fixation outfit. And then I wore my Adidas Superstars with it.
Yeah,
and
love I was that. Good. Yeah, and you look fucking cute.
I look so comfy.
I think I want to be more free and be able to knees to chest.
You definitely need to be comfortable and you need to be willing to walk a lot. Like we did 11,000 steps, which for us, that's
huge.
Quite a
big. And also don't wear white shoes. They get dirty.
Yeah, facts.
I have to clean my sambas immediately.
Yes, that has reminded me. I need to clean mine. But Fisher was really good afterwards. It's giving Sky Show.
I have no idea what the fuck Sky Show is.
That makes me really sad that you missed out on that. But I have a story time for everyone about Live Golf.
Yes, yes, okay. You actually do. I'm going to sit this one out and just
enjoy. No, like this will make you fucking scream from your asshole. So for people who listen to us and have listened to like older episodes, I think it was like our Adelaide 36ers Need a Christmas Miracle episode.
I love that you know that.
I went back and had a look this morning.
Of course you did.
I was in my FBI era.
Back in November.
Okay. Or no, it was like early December.
Was it?
Yeah.
Shit. Right.
So listeners would know that around Christmas time last year, we went to the Pilates Christmas, like the Strong Pilates Christmas party, right? We went to that. It was a wine tour. And then afterwards, we went to Shotgun Willie's. You went home because you decided you needed fresh air.
I mentally checked out, yeah.
But I stayed there and kicked on and met the love of my life, right? Now, I'm pretty sure I referred to him as like a Travis Kelce lookalike, right?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And like,
I kind of see it. Like
I was drunk. It was more like, anyway, I don't even know how to describe it. So, like, for context, so he was at Shotgun Willie's. I was like, oh my God, he's really hot. He was like playing darts next to us. The girl that I was with, like, jokingly pretended to steal his drink and he caught us. And then we got chatting, whatever. He was like married, whatever. It was a whole thing. But we ended up chatting to like his group all night. And it was just a fun time, right? Mm-hmm. But he was so hot and I was like, oh my God, I love this man. Mm-hmm. Didn't think anything of it after that. I was like, nah.
He's married.
It's a nice story to tell.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he lived like country SA.
Right.
Don't ask me why.
That was just the vibe you got. Anyway, made up the whole lore around him.
I did. I really made up a whole story, right? So then yesterday, after spending 8 hours in line at merch, bars, toilets, finally we go to meet up with our friends. Anyway, so we're like waiting to cross the fairway of this one hole and we bump into them as we're crossing the thing. And we're like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and they're with some friends and I'm looking at this one person. I'm like, you know when you just see someone and you're like, this person looks familiar. Like there's just something in your gut. I'm like, this person looks really familiar. Anyway, we're not with them for like the whole group for a huge amount of time. We kind of like stood there for a bit. Then we went to go line up for the watering hole. And it wasn't until we'd been lining up at the watering hole for a hot minute. I like open my phone and write a draft message to Danica because I didn't want anyone to fucking hear me. And I show it and I go, that's Shotgun Willie's man. That's Shotgun
that's
Willie's man.
That's the man.
Anyway,
that's my man.
Our friend's friend is Shotgun Willie's man, which is fucking insane. And then I did my FBI background check this morning.
We find before that we're there and we're getting the background story on him. Apparently, he's like separated from his wife for like the past 7 to 8 weeks.
Is that not wild?
And this is the first time that he's gone out since.
Anyway, so I Wait, I did a full background check, can absolutely confirm that it is him.
That's the man, yeah.
And now I would like to actually submit a request to go into witness protection. Because in my mind, it was like, it was almost like just a little dream. Like it didn't actually happen. And now I can confirm that this is a real human being who I may potentially cross paths with again.
But it's wild because... The first thing you say to him...
We were talking about the beer that we were drinking.
Yeah.
And he was like a fan of craft beer.
Yeah.
And I say to this man, this is going to make me shill a loaf of bread. Right? That was like, I genuinely looked deep into his eyes and said, I'm going to shit a loaf of bread.
Literally, he's like, if you've got anything bad to say about the craft beer, then just say it to my face. I'm going to shit a loaf of bread because of you.
Like, this sucks. Yeah, so I don't know what to do with this information. Like, how am I supposed to go about the world knowing that I am...
You're like 1 degree of separation correct. From this like, man.
We literally were actually meant to, like, cross paths with him at old mate's birthday.
Yeah.
And we didn't, thankfully.
Yeah, we left early.
Because my sunstroke would have had me do some crazy fucking shit. But, like, what do you mean that I could potentially cross paths with this person again? And it's not even like that I'm obsessed with them. It's just like...
It's just crazy that you've...
Yeah.
Crossed paths with them twice.
Right? And the shotguns thing, like, that's such a good memory. It was such a good night. Yeah. Like, everything about it was really positive. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, fun little...
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice memory. It can't be fucked up because I'll never see this person ever again.
Yeah.
Now everything's going to be fucked up.
Womp womp.
The version of him that I've created in my head will die.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do with this information now. I don't know how I'm supposed to go out in the world and act as a human being.
He's just going
to
be around the corner every time. I'm convinced you're meant to be with this man. Like, it's wild that, like, he's just randomly popped up twice. Almost 3 times.
I can never hang out with our friends ever again.
No. You are wearing a ball gown every time we hang out.
A wedding dress just in case. What the fuck? Anyway, that's really got me wigging out and I don't know what to do. So if anyone has any advice, that would be nice on how to...
Any advice that isn't add him on Instagram.
We're not doing that. That has been advised by my life advisor, not looking at anyone in particular.
Shoot shot, girl.
I just think that's really bad advice. Yes. And the other problem is like their group of friends are so good looking, they're intimidating.
Oh yeah, no, I have nothing in common with these people.
Like, we were never naturally meant to cross paths. Like, the universe said these groups of people should never
mix. The universe made it happen anyway.
But so, something must be wrong. And it's also Mercury retrograde. So let's just put it down to that. Like, do not trust what happens in Mercury retrograde. Like, just, I know that if I didn't have that previous encounter with him, I would have been terrified of him.
Yeah.
The other friend that came up last, I don't even know who his name was, and they went off together.
Nah, didn't clock that.
He like, even the way he dressed, I was like, this is terrifying. I know these people would spit on me. Like, and not in a good way. Like, these people would look at me and be like, she smells like farts and piss. And I would be like, that is... factually correct.
You are not wrong.
So, like,
no.
I just stop. Anyway, it's too much. It's too much to fucking take in.
Mm.
Like, what do you mean out of 40,000 people in one space?
How do we have mutual friends? That's just insane.
I don't understand. Like, there were people at Live Golf that I personally know that I did not see once, and yet I see this one.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. That's a sign.
That's nuts.
That's a sign.
Anyway, that's my story time for everyone. Overall, Live Golf was fun.
Yeah.
I don't regret it.
I love a good sporting event. Our next one is the showdown, so you'll hear about that.
On the digital camera. In the next episode. We'll be getting all the photos.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, yeah.
Just whacked this. Showdown's next. Then we've got Tilly's.
Yep.
And then... allegedly, no, then we're going to Mount Gambier.
Oh yeah,
later this month. And camping,
I need to find an outfit for that. Oh yeah, I need to get an outfit for that too. Wow.
So we actually have a lot on.
May's a busy month.
It is. We've got something on every weekend.
Booked and busy.
So there's that. And then...
I also, yeah. I think I have a Spider-Man themed party next weekend.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is this a child's birthday?
I think he's turning like 26 maybe. It's my physio's birthday. And my physio's friends with Nikki, so I got an invite by association.
Okay.
Do you want to come? You could probably come if you want.
Do you reckon my physio boyfriend dreams would be there?
Maybe. Nah, probably not. He works at Christie's Beach.
Okay.
Some people from Morford Vale might be there though. No, I think you should come. When I'm going to just invite you. I'm sure he won't mind.
That is my worst fear. I'm not going to know anyone.
No, you'll know me and Nikki. I'm not going to know anyone. No, I'm bringing you for moral support. You're my emotional support dog. This is my emotional support Spider-Man. What am I going to wear to a Spider-Man? I told Nikki I was going to go as Spider-Pig, but I don't know how that's going to be.
Do you really have to dress up as Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Have you seen the photos of me when I was like younger with Spider-Man face painted on my face?
No, but I think you need to recreate it.
That was at the giant rocking horse. Just so you know. I'll dig those photos out for
Please.
You. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm free.
Yeah, perfect.
Do I want to go to a Spider-Man thing?
No, I think you do. No, I do, actually. No, I think you do. I think, I do. No, it'll be fun. And it's a house party too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking yeah. Say less.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Digital camera.
Digital camera.
Upload.
Me to everyone. Everybody. People are like, who's this crazy girl that none of us know that keeps uploading photos?
Happy birthday, yeah. Ed. We got you a photographer.
You don't even have to wait one business day to get your photos because they're all uploaded to Caitlin's Instagram individually already.
We make a separate Instagram account for this party. Ed's birthday party photos.
I'm going to make a photography account.
I think you should.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's Saturday night. No, Friday night. Ew.
Go no, on. Wait. Why do I feel like I had something on Friday?
Okay, that's...
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No. If it's not with you, then I don't have it on.
Yeah, no, I'll pick you up from work.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just go straight from work. I'll dress like fucking Spider-Man to work.
Casual Friday, I guess.
Work wouldn't even be shot. They'd be like, this is so normal.
They wouldn't even bat an eyelid.
They'd be like, this is the least weird thing that she's done.
Caitlin, you look really nice today.
Do you want me to get a photo on your digital camera? Me at my desk. Just like, some vitamin. She's like, cheese. Fucking hell. We should get those things that you can attach to your arm. We should get that.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sick.
Just...
I think we should do face paint, but we do it to each other.
Web everyone.
We should do face paint.
Like, where am I going to get a costume from?
No, we can wear plain clothes. Wear all black and then we just face paint it.
You reckon?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but...
Maybe if we go in all black, we can go as... What's the...
Black Panther.
We make our own theme.
I go uninvited to this person I don't know's birthday.
Goes princess. Everyone else is Spider-Man.
And I dressed up as a fucking princess. Like, who the fuck is this? Just Princess Peach with her fucking digital camera. Or for financial reasons, I go dressed as Amanda from Saw.
Financial reasons.
No, because I have the costume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... fuck. That's fucked. Any other social events that I don't know about?
No, that's it so far.
Okay.
I'll make sure to send you a calendar invite.
Okay.
Perfect.
And the showdown's this week, right?
This, okay, so Thursday night is the showdown. Friday is this party. We're rallying on.
Oh. fuck.
Spider-Man.
Do you know what? And I can get drunk on Friday because dog school got cancelled for this week. It's a sign. The universe said get drunk.
As adult Spider-Man. Spider-Man costume, $56 from Spotlight. I think that's a bargain. I can't.
Show me.
I don't think that would fit me.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing my body in that Spider-Man costume, and that is a fucking crime. I'd look like a fucking frog.
Just wow. Okay.
Wow.
Interesting. What? I have a bone to pick with Ed, because why Spider-Man?
But like, do we have to go as Spider-Man, or can I go from as someone else from the Spider-Man universe?
We could go as like Venom. Venom's the black one.
I feel like I would get cancelled if I went as the black Spider-Man.
Go as the Green Goblin. I just paint myself in green and wear purple. A purple cap.
Take a surfboard.
I should have a boogie board. It's not my boogie board.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're going to need to brainstorm that.
Can I just go as MJ?
You look exactly like her with the...
You know what? People get me and Zendaya mixed up
all the time.
People go, damn, do you know who you look like? Zendaya. And I'm like, yeah, I get that a lot. I go as his uncle.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah, that gets offed. And then I can just nap on the couch.
I should just go as a spider and just start biting. No, because that's I'll just terrifying. Bite everyone. Not get in the car.
If anyone goes to this party dressed as a spider, I'm going to get the fucking heebie-jeebies. I'm going to have to get no
throw a chair at them.
I'm going to have to bring bug spray with me to this party. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are we talking about?
Okay.
Heartbreak High.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I smashed out season 1 and 2, and let me tell you, I am fucking obsessed with this TV show.
Might be one of the best TV shows of the year.
The cast, beautiful.
Yeah. I have not seen a TV show.
Beautiful.
Nail diversity so well without making it feel like a checklist.
It just seems so authentic.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem forced.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a fucking token gesture of inclusivity.
And it's a bit hard for me to comment on this because, like, there's obviously a lot of areas that I don't fall into. But it feels like they don't romanticize different things.
Yeah.
It just feels very real.
Yeah, 100%.
And I like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's do no spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen Heartbreak High, it's based, there was like an OG version of it.
Yeah.
Back in like the 80s, 90s. It's based on an Australian TV show. Think like Degrassi.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell kind of vibes. But basically, it's meant to be just a bunch of like your average Australian kids.
Set in Sydney.
Very average, like a lot of them. Some of them, you know, a bit pov.
Yep.
And they all go to school together and it's just a bunch of school kid
stories
drama.
About, yeah.
And it is so good and so funny.
Yeah.
So season one, like the main character, her name is Emery.
Mm-hmm.
And her best friend's Harper, right? And so season one, Emery gets into hot fire or like whatever you call it because she made this map of like everyone who's like hooking up with who.
Yeah.
And it gets like found out and then everyone in the school like gets in trouble kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up having to do this like sex ed class.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the whole school's like, fuck you, Emery.
Yeah.
You all got us in trouble. But then there's like little side dramas and plots and all that kind of stuff. Season two, way stronger. Like,
you reckon?
I think season one was like really good.
Yeah.
And had a great storyline. But for me, I don't know, season two just felt...
It seemed like they've kind of like expanding on looking at other characters.
Yeah, it's in not the just Emery anymore.
Because it was more so on Emery and Harper and their relationship in season one. But I think there's more to season two and like there's more subplots as well.
Yeah, season two felt like there's still a lot of crazy shit that happens, but it felt a little bit more mellow and a lot more like realistic in a way. the cast is phenomenal. Like, I love every single person in this show. Yeah. This show has given me so many new boyfriends.
Yeah. Right.
Malachi. Now, he's only 23 in real life. Yeah. Okay. So you get a forehead kiss and that's the extent of that.
Nothing more, yeah.
But just so you know.
Ant?
I'm obsessed with Malachi. Ant? Brody? I want to put out a fucking public service announcement about Brody Townsend. Okay, first of all, that is a hot as fuck name. Brody
Townsend can absolutely get it.
You want to tell me you're just walking around looking like that?
Yeah, that's wild.
See, Brody Townsend would intimidate the shit out of me.
Yeah.
If I came across him in real life, I would shit myself. Like, genuinely shit myself.
Spontaneously combust.
I would actually just blow up.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't know how to act. I'd start drooling and, like, twitching and fall to the floor. Mm. I love Brody Townsend. And just his character, Ant, I don't know. Like, people like that were just the people that I gravitated towards in high school. Controversial. So in season one, there's a character named Spider, right? He's one of the main guys.
Here we go.
And he's a dick, right? In season one. Anyway, in season two, they give him a bit of a redemption arc. I ate that shit up. They put little crumbs in my hand and I said, give me more.
You anamorphed into Ratatouille.
Call me Remy.
Yeah.
Spider, I was like, I actually think I love this man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate to say it. Yeah. I ate it up. I was like, this poor man. I love him. I will, you know, I'm not a fixer, right? I'm not about to Bob the Builder a man.
No.
Okay. I was ready to fix
it. I liked the story between him and Missy, though. That was cute.
I forgot a lot of what happened in season one, like the minor stuff.
Mm.
I forgot that they alluded that him and Anne-Marie, that he had a thing for Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
And then that just seemed to not exist in season two.
Well, I think he kind of got over it.
I think a lot of people I saw online were like, oh, they should have continued with that storyline about him and Anne-Marie. No. I'm actually glad that they didn't.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie's got enough men. She had enough on her
plate this season.
She has a lot of men in her life. She doesn't need another one.
No.
Quinny had a big storyline this season. It starts out, it feels like kind of minor to start with, and then it builds up. And the way that she's portrayed, particularly in the second half of this season, because they focus heavily on her being autistic, right? Yeah. And how that impacts who she is as a person and how she interacts with people. And a lot of people didn't like how she acted in the show.
Really?
Right? This is what I'm reading online, right? That people were like, she wasn't a favorite this season.
Oh.
It put me off. But that was kind of the whole point, was showing that when autistic people aren't masking who they are,
yeah,
the general public or society is kind of like, oh, you're a bit much.
Yeah.
And that's how audiences have responded. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Proving the point, really.
Whereas I loved Quinny.
Yeah, same. She's like, my favorite.
Her story, I was crying for her.
Oh, just, she's such a fucking little angel.
I was sobbing for her. There was like little moments and I was like, I'm not autistic. Like, well, I'm not autistic, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, I relate to you right now. I can totally understand why you're frustrated and why you're overwhelmed and why you're upset. And I was like, doll, I'd be fucking crying too.
Yeah, mood.
And like, there's like the students running for a like school captain in this season, and her little speech that she does.
Oh, I would have voted for her.
Absolutely, that would have got me. I think you can take a lot of notes from Quinny, in your own presidential campaign. So I reckon my top characters this season, I love Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
I can relate to Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Just, you trying your best, but you're still just being a fuckhead.
Yep.
Right? Anne-Marie, Malachi, kiss, 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 kiss. Right? Ant, kiss, 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 kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love Quinny.
Yep.
Right? But then I love Cash.
Yeah, I love Cash. And then I'm like,
but then I love Darren.
Who's Darren? Cash's
boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but then I love Spider.
Season. All of them.
And then I love Missy. And then I'm like,
Quinny and Cash. Quinny, Cash, and Missy are probably top three for me.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
But then I'm even like, I have, like, Sasha's annoying. Sasha's a bit of a dick. Yeah. But I still have a soft spot for it because I'm like, oh, I just.
She's just trying to make the world a better place.
All just trying their best.
Yeah.
It's like a comfort show.
Yeah.
For me.
I hope season 3 comes out soon.
I want it now.
Yeah.
I think it should be illegal to have long breaks between TV shows.
Just pump them out.
Do not start releasing it until you've got 3 seasons.
It'll be interesting to see where they take it because obviously the next year will be year 12.
Yes. Yeah.
I think. But like they kind of do it in like terms because season 1 was like the first term.
Uh-huh.
And then season 2 was the second term. So I don't know if... Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were different years.
No, I'm pretty sure that's... pretty sure it's terms. That anyway,
would make sense.
Otherwise, I could be lying.
No, that would make a lot of sense. Okay. But that's good then because then we've got 2 more terms. 3 and 4. And then we get 4 seasons for year 12.
Hopefully. If they follow. That would be a good format.
I need it. So 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Like I would give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Solid easily. 5 out of 5.
Easily.
Baby
reindeer.
Baby reindeer. Okay, let's just fucking flip the switch for a second. Now, a lot of people have probably heard or seen on their little Netflix screens a new TV show called Baby Reindeer. Would you like to tell everyone what Baby Reindeer is
Absolutely.
About?
So Baby Reindeer is based on a true story. And the story is about Richard Gadd, who is in it, wrote it, the whole shebang.
He made a play about it a few years ago.
Yeah, everything. But his character in it is called Donnie. And he's trying to make it as a comedian. He moves to London, I think.
Yeah, he's living in Camden.
Yeah, and he's working at a pub and he comes across this woman called Martha.
Yeah.
And she comes into the pub and they start to form a kind of like a connection. And then she ends up stalking him and it's just the story about how he navigates that.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that it's a true story alone is wackadoodle, but the more you get into it, it gets even more wackadoodle.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of thoughts.
For me, I was like, because Richard Gadd plays himself.
Yeah.
In this. And that is just already, before I'd seen it, I was like, that's crazy.
Like.
Then once you see it and you see what happens, you're like, holy shit, how can you play your own self?
Especially when it's like about stalking and like this woman finding out all this information about him and like showing up in parts of his life and like all of that. Like, my mind can't comprehend why you would make a show about that when the whole issue was people finding out information about you. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
There was like...
Like, absolutely, I'm glad that he made it. And if it was healing for him, then absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... Why?
The jarring bit for me was he went through a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What felt like a short span of his life. And all of that is featured in the show. Mm. And some of it is so fucking confronting.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Episode 4?
Yeah, if you haven't watched it and you're going to watch it, just be mindful that episode 4 is very, very hard to watch.
There is like a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode. So
it's meant to be hard to watch and it has a purpose.
Yeah.
But it's still very fucking hard to watch. I just can't imagine going through what he did and then... It's one thing for it to be made into like a film or a play. That's one thing. But to put your name so clearly to it and then also play yourself.
Yeah.
I could there is not a chance in hell that I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
That just is wild to me.
Mm.
To just be so vulnerable and just be like, this is my story.
This is what happened. This is...
Yeah. I would take that shit to the grave. I truly would.
Yeah, I don't think I could reenact it. I think it would unlock a lot of trauma and suppressed feelings for me.
I just wouldn't want the world to know.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
But now he's going through issues at the moment where the series is out, people are nosy, they're trying to link real life people to the people that are in the show.
Yeah.
they're trying to unlock, yeah, trying to figure it all out. And his Richard Gadd's gone out and like made Instagram posts and stuff being like, please don't accuse my friends and like the people that I work with.
And don't try and put two and two together. Yeah,
just accept it for what it is. And
I think here's the thing.
Don't be nasty.
I agree. I agree that people shouldn't do it. But
people are always going to do it though.
It's come up on my TikTok feed, like who Martha is based on. Of course I'm going to click on it. I can't help myself. I am certified nosy.
I don't know if they're legit though, but have you seen those posts that Martha's made now that she's seen that the show's a thing? Like real life Martha.
Yeah. Yeah. It all adds up.
Crazy.
This is where I also think like, and it's hard because it's his story and it's very traumatic and I think he should be able to do what he wants with his story. But then you have to have known that the general public would have gone looking for these people. Oh,
yeah.
You can't stop that. Like, an Instagram post isn't going to stop people from doing that.
No.
So you just kind of have to accept that that's going to happen. And if you didn't want that to happen, then I think the decision should have been that you shouldn't have played yourself and your name shouldn't have been. Because this is the thing. You put your name so clearly against the story. It's so easy. People go to his Instagram, scroll back to the dates people of when this stuff happened.
Find out. Yeah.
Look through who liked his stuff.
100%.
So it's so weird saying it was a great show because of like what it's about, but it was like very well done.
Yeah.
I think the production was impeccable. Even him, like I was like, he is such a good actor for someone who is, I don't even think acting is his background or.
Dunno.
It was very, very well done. It's just such like, I definitely wouldn't recommend this to someone who either has gone through a lot of trauma in their own life or just is not good at watching that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you'd only enjoy it if you were a certain type of person, I think. I think for a lot of people this would be a really hard watch, but I think it's a worthwhile watch. Yeah. I think the casting is great. I think Terry was really well played.
Oh, Terry was phenomenal.
She was unreal. They were unreal. Don't know their pronouns. She? Yeah. Okay. And, like, I don't know. Like, there were just parts of Donnie's character where I just couldn't sympathize with him.
Yeah.
I'll be real. Like,
yeah.
Some of the things that he did just absolutely frustrated me. Like, things happen and there's certain things that he doesn't report to the police. And I'm like, because he's like ashamed of the context of it. And I'm just like, why would you not report that?
Yeah. Like everyone's like, it's spelled out very clearly why he went about the stalking situation in the way that he did. Like episode 4 kind of unveils all of that. But even then it was really hard for me to go, okay, that causes that in a sense because and again, that's very easy for someone who hasn't gone through any of that to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like this.
Very conscious of that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was so frustrating, I found, from episode 1 right through to the end to watch him knowingly go through the stalking situation and in some instances encourage it.
Yeah.
Or like pander to it in a way.
Yeah. Like, he's very much aware of it. Like, the commentary that's in the TV show, like, says exactly that. Yeah. He's like, this is the point where I should have unfollowed her on Facebook. This is the point where I should have just not entertained it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
And he does entertain it.
Yeah. That's what I found really, really frustrating is you're watching it and you're like, just, you could have, like, just stopped all of this and you just kept it going. And it was, even though they kind of say to you, well, he went through this, which then causes this, it was really hard for me to be like, I don't understand how that can, like, because for me, I feel like if I went through that trauma and then had a stalker, it would make me even quicker to be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Shut it down, distance myself, like really protect myself in my space.
Yeah.
Because out of pure fear.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why, like, I do get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, it was really, you just either, the whole time you're watching it, you're either really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're really like annoyed at certain characters being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or you're just so, so like, oh my God.
I need to know what happens next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only like 8 episodes.
Yeah.
I watched this. I binged it in one night and then I finished the final 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Like same. At 6 a.m. the next morning.
Same. Yeah.
I could not stop.
Yeah.
You're like glued to your screen, which is quite rare for me.
Yeah.
Watching something.
Yeah, agreed.
I think this is really good for people who are really into either very full-on dramas or true crime.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be really up your alley. And I definitely think if you can stomach it, definitely watch it.
Yeah,
like, it's everyone's raving sure. about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hats off to Richard Gadd. Like, it would be hard to do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
again, our opinions come from a place of privilege where we haven't experienced that trauma, so we don't know. There is no right way to deal with trauma, so.
And we're not saying that, like, what Richard did was wrong. Like, oh, he should have just done this. Like, it.
No.
It's just when you're watching it, you just.
You can't comprehend it.
You're like, I cannot fathom being in that situation and going down that path.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, it was. It was a very, very good watch.
And also, kudos to us for saying that we were going to finish Heartbreak High and watch Baby Randy last week. And we actually did it.
Dude, I watched so much stuff this week. On the true crime thread, a friend of mine that I caught up with for dinner, she recommended a doco called What Jennifer Did on Netflix.
There is also a Case File podcast episode on that case.
No one loves a fucking Case File more than you do.
Thank you. And so I know the story and I know what happened, so I haven't watched it, but I can take part in the commentary.
Yeah, so it's essentially like it's nothing like any true crime. It's nothing new. All the information is out there. It would be in the episode. It's just obviously for viewing. So basically what Jennifer Did is about in 2010, a woman named Jennifer was convicted of a kill-for-hire conspiracy against her parents, which led to her mother's death and major injuries for her father, including a medically induced coma.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, she hired these guys to come in and kill her parents because she was in love with this guy. And they dated for a bit and then her parents made them break up because they weren't a fan of the relationship. And I think she just felt also like there was a lot of pressure on her and certain things in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'd lied to them about going to university and doing certain things. And so for whatever reason, she decided, fuck them. I'm going to...
Off with their head.
She said guillotine in Times Square. So she'd orchestrated this whole thing where these people were kind of come in and they were going to kill her parents, but it kind of didn't all go to plan because they killed her mum and then they tried to kill her dad, but her dad survived. He was in a coma. And that really, like, she would have gotten away with it if, like, her dad hadn't have survived, but her dad was the missing piece of the puzzle and was able to give like a witness statement in a sense that ended up putting her in jail. It's a crazy story. Like, I can't imagine. Can you imagine just being like, fuck mum and dad's like so hardcore.
Crazy.
That you were like, I'm going to hire people.
Cause she would have got the inheritance too. That was part of it. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's also like, articles that have been released since that dropped on Netflix that they've actually used AI to create some of the content.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Like particularly the poster and some of the images.
Yeah.
And like, cause there's one image that they use of Jennifer and her teeth look a little bit wackadoodle. And I remember seeing it in the show and being like,
AI does really not know how to do teeth and hands.
No.
And those are the things that look fucked up in some of the pictures that they've used.
So, I don't know why they've done that. I wonder if it's just to either...
Just fillers, I guess.
Yeah, either fillers or to just edit certain content that they'd been provided. But yeah, now she's like in prison for that. And it was all primarily over a guy because she wanted to date this guy.
For a man.
That's crazy.
For a man.
But can you also imagine being a parent, having kids?
And have them want to off you?
That would piss me the fuck off.
Be like, you ungrateful piece of shit.
That's partly why I don't want kids, because like, can you imagine having kids and A, they either become some kind of weird fuckeroo, like,
that's loser, literally my fear, yeah.
Or they try and kill me.
Yeah.
That would be very inconvenient.
Constantly sleeping with one eye open. it would just fake pumping the whole time just to make sure that they know.
That would be so inconvenient to be offed by your kids.
Like, yeah. Like, how rude.
Right.
How dare you?
I gave up my peace and freedom for you.
Are you joking?
And you're going to kill me before I even get to retire?
I put food on your plate. Oh, free of charge.
The things that I went without for you.
Nah. If I had a kid and they offed me, I would be haunting the fuck out of...
I had a kid full stop, that's where I went wrong.
That's so true.
I don't know why, but I'm just convinced that if I had a kid, my kid would like become some kind of fucking mass murderer.
Right? Like, I feel like if I had a child, I'd have a boy and he'd become an incel.
Like, I just think that they're my odds in life.
Yeah.
That's what would happen to me.
Yeah, I'd go, like, most of my life being, like, I don't think I really want kids. And then someone convince me. And then I'll be, like, okay. And then the universe will be, like, big fuck you. You should have stuck with your guns, bitch.
And then I'm on the news being questioned why my kids are fuckhead. And I'm going, well,
I don't know.
I don't know. And if I had known this, I wouldn't have gone down this route.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's
wow.
Really, really frustrating.
It's a lot of responsibility, isn't it?
But that's not all I watched this week. That one though, I would give that one like 2 out of 5. But that's more so because I find that I'm not that big into true crime docos anymore. Because
they're all kind of the same though, aren't they?
They're kind of all the same, and like, I don't know. There was this nice, exhilarating thing about true crime when it really first started to pick up on Netflix, and now it just feels a bit overdone. Someone could steal a loaf of bread and there'd be a fucking
story about it. I like the ones where it's like a prolific killer. Those ones are good ones.
Something very obscure.
But the very minor stories, like this one's shocking, but like, yeah, minor ones like this, I'm just like, does it really need its own TV show though?
Yeah, well, it was only like a movie. It was like an hour and a half.
Oh, okay, yeah. But
so it's not too bad. Again, I think if you're a true crime fanatic, this is totally up your alley. Mm. I think if you're neither here nor there for true crime, then like it's probably a good watch, like if you're bored, but it's not going to blow your mind. Yeah. But then Netflix has been pumping out the goods lately. So then I was scrolling on my Netflix and this movie came up, and this movie was called Scoop, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was like watching the trailer for it. And so Scoop is about an insider account of how the Women of Newsnight, which is a BBC program, secured Prince Andrew's infamous 2019 interview about his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
So do you remember when he did that interview and then he got ripped to shreds?
Sweating. He's like, I don't sweat.
Yeah, he's like, I don't sweat. I wasn't there because I was at Pizza Express.
Yeah.
So it's a dramatized version of how that interview came together. And it's like an hour and 45 movie. Loved it.
Really?
That was really good. See, I found that really, really interesting and entertaining because I'm a sucker for anything about like media or a newsroom working. Yeah. Like that's why I loved The Morning Show or even partly why I like Succession. Like I just have always had a keen interest. I think that's partly even why I went into PR early into my career, because I was like always fascinated. So because it focuses so heavily on, you follow, I don't think she's a producer. She's more of a like gets the stories. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of like a producer. And it's based on like a real woman. And it's about how she and her work is able to secure this interview and like all the meetings that go about and how she goes about it. I just found that so interesting.
Yeah, right.
Like the work that she puts in, and how she's able to leverage relationships that she's built to be the first show to do the story. Phenomenal.
Yeah, right.
I loved it.
Fun.
It's more, I think if you were very interested in the Prince Andrew Jeffrey Epstein saga, I think you'll find this really interesting to watch. Or equally, if you are just very fascinated by like the workings of media and how like an interview like that comes together, I think you'll really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I would give that 4 out of 5.
Yeah, right.
Really good. Really well done. Great acting. It's all based on like true story. All of that. And yes, just fantastic.
Lovely.
I loved it. So yeah, I recommend that. And that is everything I watched this week.
You're on a roll this week.
I did remember something while we were talking that I want you to tell everyone.
What?
You committed... No, I was going to say you committed a crime.
Yeah, I'm like, what crime?
You witnessed a crime.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I don't know.
No, I'm convinced you witnessed a crime.
So, I can't even remember. I was looking back the other day and I was like, I can't remember what house it was now.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's the middle of the night. It was the day before Anzac Day. So when was that? Like Thursday morning. And it was like 2 a.m. and Coco's barking, but she's not barking outside. She's barking at the sliding door that we have in the kitchen. And I get up and I'm like, what the hell is she barking at? I don't turn the lights on because I don't know why. And I was wearing no pants, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that I didn't. I go to the kitchen. One, first mistake, didn't grab a weapon. Anyway, could have died. I'm looking out to where Coco is and she's like barking at the roofs because there's two men standing on like this roof a couple of houses over from mine. Just two men at 2 a.m. on a roof. I didn't think anything of it at the time. And I was just like so hell-bent on Coco shutting the fuck up and getting her back to bed. So I'm herding her back into the bedroom and go back to sleep like nothing's wrong. And then the next day, me and Caitlin go to the dawn service and I'm telling her this story and she's like, you've just witnessed a crime. Why didn't you call the police? I'm like... Why would I call the police?
So he called Mark to verify is crime or not crime. And Mark went, crime. That's a crime.
Yeah, but like what would I have told them? They would have been like, what would you like to report? And I'd be like, two men on a roof. They'll be like, what's the house number? Couldn't tell you that. What's the street? Also couldn't tell you that.
No, but you could have been like, I'm at this house, blah, blah, blah. And... so many houses down towards X Street because you know what is.
But I can't see because it's dark.
You could have just asked for, and I've done this before, you just ask for them to patrol the area and you tell them what you've seen and just do a quick patrol and yeah, they'll do it. And if they see anything suspicious, then they'll act on it.
Yeah, right.
And they're more than happy. Like, what else are they doing at fucking 2 a.m.?
When I was driving on the same day, I think coming back from Pilates maybe, I figured out what house I think it was. Yeah. It was either one or two houses. They're kind of like almost next to each other sort of.
Yeah.
And there were two men and they had their ute parked in the driveway. And I feel like that could have been them. But then I'm like, why are you up there at 2 a.m. though?
Yeah, that's a bit wild. Do you know what though? I think... there's no harm in calling the police. Like, you're not calling 000.
It's just simply not in my mind at that time in the morning.
Oh, dude, I'll call the police for anything.
Like, I just... any reason. Yeah, I don't know. It's just... if you didn't say that, I wouldn't have thought that it was something bad.
I've called the police, I don't know why, so often in my lifetime that it's number one in my favorites.
It really is. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what part of my brain thought that behavior was normal for 2 a.m. in the morning to be standing on a roof.
Do you know what it is, though? It's because, like, you've never been in a situation where you've had to call the police for something.
No.
So your brain's not thinking that way. Whereas I've had someone break into my house or, like, my yard.
Yeah, like, if I had something like that happen to me, I'm sure I would have.
Then you live life more on edge. And
True. Don't trust no bitch. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like,
See, out of the two of us, you're more likely to get a stalker.
Oh, 100%. I talk to anyone.
I won't talk to anyone.
I talk to everybody.
You look at and me too much book. And I'm calling the police. I'm an open
book. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I'd be too annoying if I had a stalker, though.
The stalker would
I would
give
stalk
up.
The stalker. We'd turn the tables and I'd be like, where are you? Why don't, hey, hello?
Where are Richard Gadd?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, there you go, folks.
I think that's it, everyone. Everyone go wish Danica a happy birthday.
The happiest
of happy 30th birthday you've ever had. Happiest
birthday. And you know what? It is going to be the happiest birthday because we're having steak and fries for lunch, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. And
be sure to like all of Caitlin's digital photos.
Yes. And apologies for Coco's barking in the background. She's just a vocal committee member of
the neighbors have a jumping castle. So she's seeing kids jump up over the fence and she's like, that's suspicious. See, Coco knows how to react.
Like, God forbid.
To suspicious behavior.
Coco protected us while we recorded, okay?
Yeah, she did such a good job. She was barking at the scary men on the roof and I simply said, silencio. Silencio, Bruno.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to that. Okay, everyone. We will see you next week, a year older.
Love you. Bye.